he's a special type of guy, a special player, and I think he's really really embraced it and done really well with that. I think just because it's natural, you know, for him, and he's not. I think I've heard we had another guy on our team say this. He's never the loudest guy in the locker room. He's never talking the most because anyone knows if you. It's like having a boss that just sits there and yells at you every day. You're gonna tune him out after a day or so. And Charles, when he talks, when he speaks, he means it. We know it's coming from the heart. It's good to see. So we love when he gives his little speeches.
Roethlisberger, I mean, doesn't have the numbers of Brees or Manning or Brady in terms of, you know, the strict pure passer ratings. But what are the things that he does that, you know, makes him what he is?
Ben's just a winner. I think that's one of the best things you can have in a quarterback. He wins. I watched Ben play at Miami of Ohio. My brother was actually at school at the same time, so I've seen Ben since he was a freshman in college, and so I've got to watch him do that. I remember watching him do that in college, how well he played. And he seemed like he had so many comfort behind wins or so many drives, game-winning drives, that he would come down at the end and win the game for his team. And it's crazy to see him just go to the NFL and keep doing it. So but, you know, like anyone will see, if you watch him in the Steelers, you watch Ben's going to buy time with his legs. Guys are going to bounce off him. He's going to break tackles, and he's going to find the open guy.
Oh, what was your brother's name?
My brother's name is Ryan. He was actually a quarterback with Ben.
He was the backup quarterback?
Yeah, they came in together. And Ben redshirted, and my brother didn't. My brother played a little bit, and then my brother ended up transferring to Ohio University. But yeah, he was there 2 years with him.
AJ, stats are in house with the Pentagon Channel. A lot of troops going to be watching the game overseas. That's would you nice. Mind just looking at the cameraman back there?
This one?
Name, team, position, and any short message you have for the troops overseas?
Yeah, sure. You ready? Hi, I'm AJ Hawk of the Packers, linebacker. Just want to tell you guys thanks for everything you do. We hope you're rooting for us. Thank you.
Thanks, AJ. Good luck.
Yeah, no problem.
AJ, people say this is a star
late
here. Do you think
I don't know if I take insult to it. That's up to anyone's opinion, but I mean, it's probably tough to. I don't know. I don't know what our image is nationally of the type of guys we have, but I find that hard to believe with some of the guys we have on our team. But that's all right if they do think that. I don't think we would ever be insulted by that. You know, we're here. We have a chance to win it all, and that's all we can ask for.
AJ, talk about the strength of the interior defense of BJ and you and Desmond as well. Can you just talk about what BJ's and how he's improved?
I remember when we drafted BJ, I'd seen him play at Boston College a little bit, and I was definitely excited. As a linebacker, those guys make you who you are. You know, like, you don't see a whole lot of really good linebackers with D linemen in front of them that can't play, and so having big guys like that to make plays make our job as linebackers a lot easier. And you know, Desmond, I know he kind of stepped on the scene, got his chance this year, but this is his fourth year. I've been seeing it. He's been doing this for 4 years, so I like watching what he can do. It's fun. I think we have a good little combination. We play well together and have a good time.
He can come back and do what you guys do in coverage.
That was great to see. That was awesome. I think that one play won him a bunch of fans around the country. We've known BJ, you know, even though he's a big guy, he's still a great athlete. You know, just because he's big doesn't mean he's not athletic. So it was fun to see him make that play, especially at that time of the game.
AJ, obviously you guys have a lot of work to do. You want to win the game, but do you expect to enjoy this week? I mean, you guys think you'll have fun going through this experience?
Yeah, I think we definitely will. I mean, I plan on enjoying it. I think that's kind of what we've heard from guys in the past that have been here that said, just don't ever get fed up or anything with all the activities we have to do, and that they push you through this. They just kind of take it for what it is and enjoy it, and try to enjoy every day. And that's what I'm trying to do, and having a good time. I'm excited to actually get on the practice field.
How about the Steelers offensively? Obviously, they're pretty tough, you know, running game, and Ben has obviously got a defensive mentality. What kind of a challenge does that present for you?
For us as a defense, I mean, they present a bunch of challenges. Obviously, a guy like Ben is one of the best in the league, you know, one of the greatest winners in the league, too. And I think Rashard Mendenhall, I think he's very underrated, too, with how well he's been playing. And last week, he had a big week against the Jets, and he's just their whole offense is very physical. They know how to score points, and for us as a defense, you know, it's a big challenge.
What's the difference between the state of Texas high school football and you might be practicing at a high school indoor facility?
It's awesome. I'm from a I'm always talking with guys from Texas. I'm from Ohio, and high school football is pretty big in Ohio, at least we think it is. So it's fun to see. I know it's Highland Park. One of my linebacker buddies at Ohio State went. Yeah, Schlegel went to Highland Park, so he was always telling me about it. So it's, Texas football is amazing. Everything in Texas is great. So that's why I'm glad to be here.